Longmont City Council is expected to decide on Tuesday what culture projects to ask voters for in November's election. Four projects are being contemplated, including a new recreation center at Dry Creek Park, a new library branch, a new arts and entertainment center, and a potential swap of the YMCA complex for Centennial Pool. Part of the discussion Tuesday will include a feasibility study on a new recreation center. The site would be at Dry Creek Park in southwestern Longmont, one of the few remaining city-owned properties that is available to support the proposed facility. The draft concept of the new rec center would be 90,436 square feet, compared to the 63,500 square feet of the existing Longmont Recreation Center. Features would include lap and leisure pools, gymnasium, fitness, meeting and enrichment areas with devoted spaces for senior and youth activities. The total construction cost is estimated at $57.6 million, with an additional $14.4 million toward non-construction costs for things like design, equipment and contingency funds, for a total project budget of $72 million. In 3 years, the recreation center is estimated to make $2.2 million in revenue versus an operational cost of $2.6 million. The rec center proposal suggests including the new library branch as part of the new recreation center. However, staff adds that the wording of the ballot issue could be flexible enough to allow for acquisition or leasing of an existing building or construction of a new standalone building. As for the new arts and entertainment center, the project has changed quite a bit since council last discussed the issue. Redevelopment of the sugar factory is being reviewed as an option for council to consider as a location for the center along with the steam area. Staff will suggest that council consider specifying that the ballot question remain at the $45 million level for city participation, which can leverage private development opportunities and the community fundraising promised at $35 million. Prior to Tuesday's study session, council is scheduled to meet in an executive session on a redevelopment proposal for the sugar factory area. The last proposal is to potentially swap the YMCA complex and Centennial Pool. The YMCA proposes the swap with a contribution from the city of $12 million to build a recreation center that includes a lap pool and ice rink, childcare and affordable housing. Additionally, the city could use the current YMCA location for affordable or attainable housing. For membership at the proposed YMCA location, those with a recreation pass to city facilities would pay an add-on to enter the YMCA, and those with a YMCA pass would pay an additional fee to enter city recreation facilities, according to the staff document. There would also be an agreed number of reduced rate days for ice skating between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Centennial Park was initially deeded to the city in 1970. Sale or transfer of city park land would require a vote of the public.